that we have recently celebrated the birth of Christ, Christmas. We have celebrated the light of God's love and mercy coming into the world, incarnation, the Word made flesh. Jesus Christ has been born into this world. And we know that He spreads out love and compassion to those that He meets. And He tells others that He encounters to do the same, to be merciful and kind and loving people. Always willing to love, to live life to its fullest extent possible, and to love others as God loves us, which is an unconditional love. And then, just kind of walking through the liturgies that we've had, the day after Christmas, we celebrate this feast of St. Stephen, the first deacon martyr of the church, the first martyr of the church. So it seems quite often in parish life, when there's a death, there's always a new birth or in some way. And somehow we live the mystery of faith, don't we? There's a time to live and a time to die. And each and every moment in between is an opportunity for us to serve God and to love God with our whole heart, our mind, our body, and our soul. And to give of ourselves completely to God, as best as we can do that. None of us do that perfectly. I don't either, but we do our best. And then we celebrated the Feast of the Holy Innocents, the children who were put to death, because Herod he had heard of the birth of Christ. He was threatened by this little child. He was threatened, his power, he thought, would be taken away from him, from what he was hearing of the prophecies of Jesus, this newborn babe. And so he issued a proclamation right to his armies to go and to kill all the children, the boys, who were, you know, two and under or so, hoping that he would be able to find Jesus and kill him. But he was not successful, was he? For Joseph heard in a dream, once again, in a dream from the angel, to rise and to take the newborn infant, Jesus, the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us, and Mary, the Mother of God, and to take them into Egypt. We remember, of course, the flight into Egypt, a very familiar story to all of us, I'm sure. And we know that Joseph, your patron saint, was the one who was the protector of Mary and Jesus. And he was the just man, the hard worker, the man who really we don't have many words in sacred scripture that he has actually said, but actions, as someone told me, my mother, I'm sure when I was very young, actions speak louder than words. So St. Joseph is a wonderful patron saint to have as a parish. Our actions speak volumes of who we are as a community of faith, as a community of believers. And then Joseph also heard, you know, in a dream, you know, to take, they ended up in, as we heard, in Nazareth, where the prophecy could be fulfilled that Jesus would be called a Nazarene. Herod did all of this out of hatred, those holy innocents that lost their lives. And the people who lose their life today for the faith, you know, it just happened recently, I forget what country it was in. You know, people were just slaughtered because of their Christian faith. Now, we don't have that pressure upon us, hopefully, but we do have, hopefully, a strong desire to proclaim from the rooftops our faith and love in Jesus Christ, and to be people of compassion and mercy. Hatred is an awful thing. You know, when I used to be the pastor of various grade schools through the years, I used to tell the kids, the young people, the young church, don't even use the word hate. It's just a terrible word. It's just an awful word. In fact, I would tell the little ones, you don't even hate green beans. You know, you dislike green beans, but you don't have to hate green beans. You know, hatred is an awful word. It is so much against the gospel, against the good news. And we see where it leads. We see in our own community, our own city, sometimes in our own families, it leads to tragedy, it leads to sometimes even death. And so we are called upon to be people of peace and people of justice. And then as we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family today, we hear from St. Paul in his letter to the Colossians what kind of family we should be building, promoting in our own households. Now, I'm sure some of you remember as a young child, I certainly remember, in Catholic grade school that every paper at the top of the page was JMJ, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It had to be there. Sometimes I was so intent on getting that on the paper, I would forget to put my name. But JMJ, to remind us that as followers of the Holy Family, we too are called into the mystery of faith. You know, there's not a lot, if you really look at Scripture, there's not a lot that we know about the Holy Family as far as their day-to-day living. And in fact, remember, you know, the first 12 years of Jesus' life, we don't really know a whole lot. We hear later about Joseph being the carpenter and the hard worker and all of that, but there's a lot that we don't know. But what we do know is that the Holy Family is the model that we are called to follow as best as we can, to build unity and peace within our own households, with our own families. When there is disunity, to try to build some unity and peace among all peoples. But we know that's not always the experience of people in their life, and so we try to be Christ for them and for others. We are called, as St. Paul says, to be holy, beloved, to be compassionate, to be kind and humble and gentleness and patient, and to bear with one another and to forgive one another. Now, any of us who does that perfectly, we should be proclaimed saints now because we probably don't do that perfectly. But let's try our best as this new year will start soon, to build a family, not only a church family, but a family of humankind, where we can be at peace and pray for peace. We know that there is violence in the world, and we know that we are called to pray for peace, and we continually do so. But we ask God to give us the strength that we need each and every day to be that messenger of the Christ child, in his innocent life as a newborn babe, as all newborn infants are. It's so innocent that all children may be nurtured in the love of Christ, that we teach them prayers, that we teach them how to live in a family, doing our best to promote God's love and generosity, the generosity of life and faith. And St. Paul tells us also how we are called to live together as husbands and wives. Now, I'm sure I was looking at all of the eyes of the women when I heard, wives, be subordinate to your husbands. I was trying to get a reaction there, you know, and I was kind of looking, and I'm sure there was a reaction somewhere. You know, St. Paul often gets a bum rap. You know, we got to go back into the time of St. Paul. You know, wives, be subordinate to your husbands. Husbands, love your wives and avoid any bitterness toward them. You know, all of those words doesn't mean what it means in 2019 and 2020. What it means is, I think, as scripture scholars try to tell us, I believe, you know, you can ask your pastor to see if I'm right. But anyway, as Christ loves the church, we are called to love one another, husbands and wives and children. And how much does Christ love the church? Look at the cross and see how much he loves the church. And so there is not a first class and a second class, and we're, you know, all of that that we have talked about today, you know. I'll leave that up to your discussions. But Jesus is the one who calls us together as a holy family to be, you know, looking at one another and to love each other as Jesus loves the church. and we are called to be church. And in fact, what does the document of Second Vatican Council say? The family is the domestic church. And parents, you have the awesome and wonderful responsibility to teach your young about the church, because you are the primary educators of your children. So as we begin a new year, let's pray about all of this. Let's pray for peace, let's pray for joy, and where there is discord and violence, let us pray especially hard for peace and goodwill.